Okay, here's read number one. For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. Wisconsin National Guard troops are heading to the Mexico border in Arizona. Two dozen Guard soldiers and airmen are headed to the border to support Customs and Border Patrol agents. The volunteers come from several units around the state and should be in Arizona by the end of the week. Democratic Representative Gordon Hintz criticized the deployment of Wisconsin Guard members and called on Scott Walker to withhold the troops until the Republican policy of separating children from their parents comes to an end. Okay, here's read number two. For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. Candidates for Governor Kathleen Vinehout and Malin Mitchell will take part in a debate this afternoon on the Devil's Advocates radio show. That debate will take place from 3 to 4 p.m. this afternoon here on Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network. And Milwaukee is getting a new state office building, and it was announced yesterday that it will be named after Vell Phillips. The civil rights pioneer who passed away in April was the first African-American woman on the Milwaukee Common Council and the first African-American woman to hold a statewide position as Secretary of State. Okay, here's read number three. For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. Wisconsin National Guard troops are heading to the Mexico border in Arizona. Two dozen Guard soldiers and airmen are headed to the border to support Customs and Border Patrol agents. The volunteers come from several units around the state and should be in Arizona by the end of the week. And the Brewers lost to the Pirates last night, 1-0. Game two of that three-game series is tonight in Pittsburgh. Okay, here's read number four. For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. Later this summer, the Bradley Center will be demolished and several community groups will inherit equipment and fixtures from the building thanks to the Milwaukee Bucks. The Milwaukee Public Schools will receive doors, mirrors, bathroom stall partitions, toilets, and wash stations, and Habitat for Humanity will receive equipment and furnishings from the Luxury Box Suites. In addition, the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers, Local 494, will get electrical equipment that they can use to train apprentices and journeyman electricians. And here's the forecast. Outside this afternoon, rain likely, and then a 40% chance of rain tonight. Lows tonight around 60 degrees. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, highs in the upper 60s in Milwaukee, mid-70s in Madison. And then Thursday, partly sunny, with highs around 70 in Milwaukee, mid-70s in Madison. You're listening to Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network. You're listening to Resistance Radio.